The 21st day of the blessed month of Tuba, the departure of the Virgin Saint Mary, the Mother of God. On this day in the year 48 AD, the pure Virgin Saint Mary, the Mother of God, departed. After the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ to heaven, she lived in the house of Saint John the Beloved for 15 years. She visited the Holy Sepulchre often in Jerusalem to pray there. She was informed by the Holy Spirit about the time of her departure, and she rejoiced. The fathers, the apostles, gathered around her, and Our Lady, the Virgin, blessed them. And then the Lord Jesus Christ came in person, surrounded by his holy angels, and he received the pure spirit of his mother and ascended with it to heaven. The apostles prepared her pure body in a fitting manner and carried it to Gethsemane to be entombed there. On their way, one of the Jewish men tried to prevent them from doing so and seized the coffin. His arms were separated instantly from his body, and they remained attached to the coffin. He regretted his evil deed and wept bitterly. Through the prayers of the holy apostles, his arms were reattached to his body again, and he believed immediately in the Lord Jesus. The apostles continued their procession until they arrived to Gethsemane, where they buried Saint Mary with great veneration. The years of her life on earth were about 60 years. May her holy intercession and blessings and prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, in the year 513 AD, the righteous Saint Hilaria, daughter of Emperor Zeno, departed. This saint was born in the latter part of the 5th century. Emperor Zeno raised Hilaria and her sister Theopasta with a true Christian upbringing. Hilaria was inclined to a life of virginity and longed for monasticism. She could not go to a convent nearby Constantinople, for she knew that they would not accept her for their fear of her father's reaction. She thought and prayed often for the Lord to guide her life, and she put on the attire of a man and embarked on a ship to Alexandria. Then she went to the wilderness of Shahit and arrived to the monastery of St. Macarius the Great. She met the Holy Father Anba Pemwa, and she told him about her life story and her desire to become a monk. He accepted her as a monk by the name Hilary. He placed her in a cave far from the monastery, where she dwelled for 15 years in austere ascetic worship. Anba Pemwa visited her from time to time, and she only came to the monastery to partake of the liturgy and the Holy Communion. Since she did not grow a beard, they called her Hilary, the eunuch. Meanwhile, her younger sister, Theopasta, became possessed with an unclean spirit. Her father sent her to the desert for the fathers, the monks of the wilderness of Shahit, to pray for her. When she arrived to the monastery, the monks prayed for her for many days, but she was not healed. Finally, they handed her to the monk Hilary, the eunuch, to pray for her healing. Saint Hilary knew that she was her sister, but her sister did not recognize her. The monk Hilary prayed for her fervently until she was healed. Saint Hilaria took her to the elders and said to them, "Through your prayers, God has granted her healing." The elders sent Theopasta back to the emperor, who rejoiced in her safe return. Her father asked her about her stay in Shahit, and how was she healed? And Theopasta answered her father that the saint who healed her with his prayers embraced and kissed her often. The emperor was not comfortable about the behavior of this monk, Hilary, towards his daughter. He sent to the elders of the wilderness to send him Saint Hilary so as to bless the kingdom. After a great effort, St. Hilaria went to the emperor, who had a private meeting with this monk, together with the empress, and they asked what they assumed was a man, "How could you embrace and kiss the princess?" And then Hilaria asked them to bring the Bible and to make a solemn oath not to hinder him from going back to the wilderness after telling them the truth. After they promised the monk, he told them, "I am your daughter, Hilaria." The emperor and the empress greatly rejoiced along with everyone in the royal palace. Hilaria remained in the palace for a month, and then she wanted to return to Citas, and when her parents refused, she reminded them of their oath on the Bible. Then the emperor wrote to the governor of Egypt, demanding him to send a large quantity of wheat and oil and all that the monks needed on an annual basis. The emperor also was greatly interested in building in the wilderness. He built a huge fortress in the monastery of St. Macarius that still exists until present time. After the return of St. Hilaria to the wilderness, she lived for 12 years, persevering in asceticism and worship. When she finished her good endeavor, she delivered her pure soul, and the monks prayed over her and buried her with great veneration. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.